I want to say crucibles, but they're not crucibles. The bowls.
I thought they were called carafes. What is the thing called? Remember, I always remember.
Ramekin. Ramekin.
God damn, I can't
remember. Ramekin. So much better soup.
Yeah.
Shit suck.
They could have, like...
not shitty soup?
Yeah, because, like...
I mean, the soup's not that bad, but it's not great. It's not a meal.
There's, like, too many...
cooks?
soups in the world.
Sit suck?
That... yeah, sit suck. Hi. I'm proud.
Kendrick. Ben and Amy.
In the back.
She's in the back.
Hey, you.
Can I get out this way?
Probably.
Try it. Stop sign. Nope.
You can't pass,
there's
though.
There's just so many soups in the world that, like, are, are shitty, that, like, I don't know, you really gotta...
wow, this guy's a dick.
It's okay.
Real piece of garbo.
Not a guy.
Human garbage.
Sexist, not a guy.
Wow. This bitch is a piece of garbage. Better?
God, you know.
Okay.
Just don't use the word guy. Just say this person is garbage.
I'm not going down this rabbit hole of increasingly sexist comments. This is not a good place for me.
I heard that. I think I told everybody this in the podcast already once, but I heard that "guy" was a term that was overgendered, or it's like a overgendered term in most workplaces. And now I'm like super sensitive to like correct myself if I say "guy," and it's more annoying than just saying "guy." It's so
that's
like
what, I like "duder" and "dude."
I like referring to people as their employee number.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty sweet.
145?
But yeah, so...
is that what you are?
I don't know.
I think I'm 138.
So soups, like... you gotta, like... there's only, like, 6 soups I think I really like.
Okay. You rattle wanna... off your favorite soups there, Kyle O'Hagan.
These are... what's up, babe?
Just rattle off your favorite soups.
None of them
we
have
actually, we got a topic, guys. Okay. We got a topic. I'm so excited.
All right, so, obviously, pho. I'm considering that a soup.
Fuck yeah.
Ramen I like, and it doesn't have to be fancy. It's just any ramen, whether that be like
miso ramen
fancy
or soy ramen.
It's even neither of those two. Like beef broth ramen or chicken broth ramen. Like, they exist. It happens. It's real.
That's fair.
You don't have to have miso in it. I don't really like miso, turns out.
That's fine. It's got a mushroomy flavor.
I like egg drop soup and a good hot and sour soup.
Okay.
And then the other two are going to be... broccoli cheddar.
All right.
Yeah, because that's my majesty jam. And then a solid, like, homemade egg noodle chicken noodle soup. Nice. Like, that has, like, torn chicken and big fuck-off noodles.
Big, just massive dumpling-style noodles.
Yeah. And, like, that's the good stuff. There's probably some other soups in there I forgot. Like, actually, maybe let's say instead of hot and sour, since I only like hot and sour sometimes, chicken tortilla soup.
Okay.
Or, like, something like that is really good.
They got a pretty wide breadth there. Heavy on the Asian, but overall, quite a lot of soups represented here.
None of those soups are... like, apparently all those soups can get fucked, and they're not common. Because nobody, like, apparently likes to have them as, like...
homestyle chicken noodle is usually pretty popular, but a lot of people like that
shitty...
egg
noodle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, see...
okay, so, like, there's a specific egg noodle you can get at the store. It's a long egg noodle. It's called Grandma's Egg Noodles. And they, like, they're really long, and they plump up really good, and it's, like, slurpable noodles. Like,
okay,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I mean.
I like these ones that I think Sweet Tomato used to have, where it's, like, they're, like, maybe a half inch wide and, like, 2 inches long, and they're, like, a half inch thick. They're big old chunky little dumpling guys.
Yeah.
And they're maybe the size of your little finger, you know?
Yeah, that's sweet, too.
And they're big, and they're kind of doughy.
Texture.
They're, like, they're big dumplings. They're fucking delicious. Is that what you have to say about soup?
Yeah, so, like, you're right.
What is it about these soups that's drawing you to them?
So, a lot of it for me is, like for pho and chicken tortilla soup, a lot of it has, like, a lot to do with, like, the cilantro and, like, the spices and flavors in it.
There's a lot of spices.
For your solid, like, home-style soups, like, the ones that aren't as, what I'd say, is brothy. Because the chicken noodle soup I make isn't, like, very brothy. It's, like, a lot of shit that has some water around it that's really heavily starched or because of the egg noodle. So
it's got a little bit of thick soup.
And so those kind of soups are just ones that are like the fat and the is good in it. And so you have a lot of good fat and flavor. Egg drop soup is just my favorite soup from Chinese cuisine, and I always get it whenever I go to places that are like, what kind of soup would you like?
Why?
So I think it's because it was the most simple soup, and hot and sour scared me as a kid, and wonton, I just wanted more than just a wonton. And
wonton soup can often be like watery broth and a sad little...
Yeah, dumpling. And so, like, out of the three typical Chinese soups, I only recently started hot and sour, and surprisingly enough, I've only really liked the hot and sour I've gotten from the $2 scoop place.
Nice.
And I don't know why, I think it's... Nice. So, for a reference point, so you can kind of understand how hot and sour soup tastes to me and some flavors.
Yes.
The wrong hot and sour soup tastes like you're eating a hoof of an animal.
Yeah, to me. I can see that, because there's a lot of gelatin.
Yeah. And, or like the spice, the sour and the spice, and the spice in there too.
Well, you've got to cover it, because there is gelatin usually, I think, as a thickener. So.
But, and I can't remember the other soup I said.
Ramen.
Ramen. Because ramen is just ramen, and I've eaten top ramen my entire life, so.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, it's like a pretty easy to make sick soup where you're like, I don't want to put a lot of effort into something, but I want grilled cheese and sick
soup. Okay, so this is an interesting thing. Now, what you didn't include are some of the other iconic ones, like a tomato soup.
I never really liked tomato soup as a kid. Why? I used to always eat stuff. So tomato soup to me is like a compliment with grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Because that's what you'd have together in a lot of media and things like that. And so...
What are you doing?
That's my fault, sorry.
No, him. Why was he...
I don't know. He's getting confident. So, I never had tomato soup with grilled cheese. I always had ramen.
Interesting.
So I never got into tomato soup. And to me, it was just like, why would I want to eat cooked ketchup? And that's what I thought as a little kid, never grew up into...
That's fascinating and makes sense. You also included your beer cheeses.
Wait. So, my mom always used to drink V8s, too, and I hated V8s, so I always thought tomato soup was like
V8. I hated V8, and yeah, I did like tomato soup, though.
Beer cheese, I kind of consider in a similar category to broccoli cheddar in terms of, like, what I'm eating. I prefer broccoli cheddar is my favorite cheese.
Just give that a little bit of texture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that I can say broccoli.
It's a good place for broccoli, honestly. It does a good job of cutting through some of the richness of the cheddar. You also skipped over, like, chowders.
I've never all chowders seem to have seafood in them usually when I was growing up.
Yep.
Except for like potato and corn chowders. I do like corn chowder most of the time.
Yeah.
Because corn's kind of like nice little sweet crunchy texture in the middle of the soup. But I'm not a huge fan of bisques or chowders.
Okay.
Just because I don't necessarily like seafood in a lot of my soups. I'll eat them if they're there, but I never order.
You don't seek it out.
Yeah.
Leek and potato style soups, creamy potato soups.
Yeah, so I made a potato, potato onion, potato leek soup once, and it was decent. Like, it was something that I'd eat again because it does kind of thicken up.
Yeah.
Like those
chicken noodle soups. It's a very hearty soup.
I think the fact that I made it so I didn't like it as much, and I had it in Ireland, and I was like, this is pretty good. And then I made it at home, and I was like, this was a lot of work. Right. And I was like, yeah, it just never came up again.
What about more exotic soups, like a gazpacho?
Never heard of it.
It's a cold tomato soup.
Oh, that sounds even more disgusting.
It's almost like a salsa. It's like a salsa.
Yeah, no thanks. Any soup that is mostly watery, like Aaron, hey, if you're listening to this, used to make a lot of soups, and they smelled okay, but, like, I just am not a, like, broth isn't the...
Yeah, yeah.
I like the flavor of the broth eventually, but, like, even today, we didn't finish...
The pho.
I didn't finish all the pho broth. Because I like the flavors that are like...
Pho broth is also a lot more rich than a lot of soups can be. Because the broth is kind of one of the things they focus on a lot, so...
And like, I guess if you're considering chili soups...
Yeah.
And I would say there's 8. Because red chili and white chicken... Or green... I guess there's 9. Because white chicken chili, red chili, and green chili are all on that list.
But yeah,
I consider chili distinctly different for some reason.
Well, it's like a stew. So how do you feel like a beef stew?
I prefer... chili over stew.
Right, but does stew rank in your soups?
No, not at all.
Okay. And then what about like another exotic soup, a mulligatawny?
Never heard of it.
It's a dal soup, so it's a lentil type soup.
Yeah, lentils in like Italian weddings and stuff like that. I'm just again, I'll eat it if it's there, but I prefer other stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's flip though.
French onion.
Oh fuck yeah! That's on one of my like. That's on like one of my like if there's a French onion soup. As opposed to other things. Because French onion soup is like one of the best soups to eat with like a large piece of bread. Because there's just a fuckload of cheese in it. Like, if you've done it right, there's a shitload of cheese. It's molten lava hot.
You know, I make French onion soup sometimes.
Well, I've fucking never been invited.
No, because I eat it all. And then you can't have any.
Yeah, and that's one of the only times I like straight up big chunks of onions and something as a French onion soup. Because they're like souped or stewed onions.
So what do you do? I can tell you. How to make French onion
soup. Wait. No. because we need to talk about either your soups or Amy's soups.
Amy, what do you have to say about soups?
We'll do a whole episode on the recipe.
I, too, really enjoy pho, so much so I don't like cilantro, but I like pho.
Which is interesting.
So I'll eat around it.
Even though it's the flavors in it. Like,
but still, I'm a broth person, so I love the broth. If I have the broth and the brisket and, like, the onions, all of the, everything but the cilantro makes for a delicious soup. I really like chicken noodle. I'm more of a homestyle person, too, with the thicker noodles. I really like those.
If you're making chicken noodle, put the effort in to make thick noodles. I think is what we're deciding.
Make your own damn noodles. Yeah. I mean, thick noodles are easy. The thin noodles are hard.
Yeah.
Thick homestyle noodles are easy. That's why they're homestyle.
Yeah, basically you fuck up making regular noodles and you have the homestyle.
Right? I mean, that's kind
of... All right, Ames.
And then there's a specific potato and cheese soup from Safeway.
Uh-huh.
That is fucking delicious.
I've actually had it.
Yep.
And I love it so much. But I'd say those are my top three. Usually if it's like a potato base or like... If it has potatoes in it, I'm a happy girl.
Okay.
I really like Italian wedding soup, too.
Like the little circle noodles?
The little sausage balls and everything?
Yeah.
That's Italian wedding.
Yeah.
Or just like vegetable Italian soup is good, too.
Romano's has a good one.
Yeah. Hey, what's the other minestrone?
That's the one I think is good, but I only order it when it's around.
Okay, yeah. And what's your opinion on French onion soup?
Never actually had it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
A good French onion soup is, like, it's just so savory.
It's one of the best I ever had was actually this Mexican place called El Diablo. It used to be downtown. It closed. Huh. It was very sad.
All right. Amy, why don't you like things like broccoli cheddar or, like, do you like those just kind of, like, beer cheese soups?
I've never had beer cheese soup as a soup. I've had it with pretzels.
As a dip.
Yeah. So I've never thought of that as a soup.
It's not exactly the same. It's a little less rich. Usually, it's a little thinner to me, a little more edible.
You need to be able to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm against them, per se. I just never...
The Gunny Sack used to have a really good beer cheese soup. Jalapeno beer cheese soup. That was really
good. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. And every now and then, I'd have the habanero beer cheese soup. As a special, and it was nice. Well, the cheese muted it so much. You just got a lot of habanero flavor, and then you poop fire.
Oh, interesting. That's the sneakiest ever. Where you're, like, dousing cheese, and you're like, this isn't bad, and then, like, 5 hours later, you're like, this is really bad. What about, like, tomato soups and stuff?
Don't like tomato soup, but that's because I don't like tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I might actually like it, but...
It's hard to get past that.
Yeah.
For me, too. Like, I'm like, I don't really like tomatoes in general enough to have a soup out of
them. I dislike tomatoes, but I love a creamy tomato soup.
Maybe that's the thing, is, like, I've never had a creamy tomato soup. It's always
cream helps offset some of the acid.
So what about all the weird other soups that Kendrick referenced?
Mulligatawny, the Indian soup.
Never had those. Vichyssoise I've had.
Which one?
Vichyssoise, that's like a potato soup. I think it's supposed to be cold, but I had it warm.
That's like pureed potato soup cold, right?
Yeah. It was real good.
How do you feel about like your hot and sour, your egg drop?
Egg drop I like, hot and sour. Normally when I have it, the sour is off-putting.
Yep.
So I haven't had one that I've enjoyed.
Misos?
Okay.
Not a big fan?
No.
Ramen and whatnot?
I like top ramen, but I'm a heathen.
You guys gotta get to Domo.
I only have the chicken top ramen.
I mean, not like
fuck you for eating top ramen, but...
You didn't like Uncle or, like, at all?
I don't like cup ramen. Okay. If it's like the Justin Timberlake block of noodles in the chicken packet, then I'm usually good with it.
No, I mean, like, the place we went that's on 34th. Like,
Uncle. Yeah, it was good.
I think that's the best way to describe it. Like,
it was talked up too much.
It was. So I think you should go to Domo because it's a lot less fancy and a lot more down to earth. It's just like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try it again,
but the times that I've had ramen, like, it hasn't blown me away. And everybody was like, ramen will change your life.
Yeah, no.
Pho will change your life.
Yeah.
Pho took me a while
to warm up. So funny because you didn't used to like pho.
Oh, fucking love it. But, like, I only like one kind of pho right now. Right. Like, I mean,
that's fine, I think. I mean, I do think it's fine to find stuff you like. That's why there's varieties.
It really has a lot to do with the cilantro and the lime. Yeah. Because that's the same reason I really like the chicken tortilla soups when you do them right. Yep. Is because they have lime in them.
Oh, man.
Like,
Jose O'Shea's has this amazing, super spicy chicken tortilla soup. It's so good.
Okay.
So.
Kendrick, you want to name yours off real quick?
I love all soups.
Every single soup?
I actually love every single soup. I don't think I've ever found a soup that I didn't really like. I've even tried seafood soups at various seafood places, and I've liked them. Like,
that was what I was going to say. What's the seafood soup that we had at that place in San Francisco?
I don't remember what it is, but I'm thinking of that right now. Yeah, I'm thinking about it right now. It's just a bunch of shit with, like, a tomato base. And
yeah, and basically just throw, like, all the seafood in the menu in there.
And then there's some tomato soup.
Yeah, and it's...
And it's good, but it's noisy, and I probably wouldn't order it, but I ate it. I enjoyed it. I love... like, in general, I'm a fan of chicken noodle. Can't go wrong. I like a creamy corn chowder. I'm not a big fan of clam chowder because I just don't like the texture of clams. It's kind of mucousy. But I'll still eat it. I just wouldn't order it. I'm a big fan of creamy potato soups, cheese soups.
I can drop you guys off, too.
That's fine. I don't mind doing if Amy's made of sugar. She can be made of sugar if she wants. Oh, you just park right here. French onion soup is probably my absolute favorite.
I mean, solid, though. It's a solid soup, especially
when you do
it,
if you're not counting things like stews. I like stews sometimes. But French onion soup is, when it's done right, the flavors are so rich. And it's so satisfying to eat.
It really is. I think we should go get some sometime, Amy, because... Like, a solid French onion soup is, like, a meal if you get, like,
which is funny, because it doesn't...
have a lot in it.
Well, okay, so, French onion soup is a beef broth. Usually a beef, borgno, whatever. There's this particular type of beef broth that it is. But essentially, it's a beef broth, usually a bone broth, and a lot of fat in it, that is then poured over onions that you have cooked in oil and salt and some spices, and reduced down for, like, an hour. So you've caramelized the bejesus out of these onions. So you get these rich caramel notes and a little bit of fawn in the bottom. And then you deglaze it with the beef broth and usually, I think, some wine, sometimes red wine. And then that's, like, it. And then when you serve it with a slice of bread or croutons and then melted cheese over the top.
And if you do it a certain way, you put the soup in, like, a carafe and put the cheese on top and then bake it.
Yep.
And then it gets, like, super crispy and you, like, punch through the cheese layer. Yep. And mix the cheese in, and then dip the bread in. It's like this fondue-y, delicious beef.
The trick is that the bread doesn't get as soggy because it's been toasted, so it tends to maintain more of a crouton structure. The technique that I used when I cooked it, because I did not have the appropriate, bowls?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say crucibles, but they're not crucibles. The bowls.
I thought they were called carafes. What is the thing called? I always remember.
Ramekin.
Ramekin.
No, so what I did was I made the soup. So I made my own. One time I made my own beef broth, but other times I've just used canned or whatever. And it works fine if you use the canned beef soup. Like there's a specific. I'm looking at it. It's a Campbell's beef thing, a consomme, beef consomme. That's the one, and that works fine because that's not where the source of the great flavor comes from, unless you really go to town and make a good bone broth. But if you I just took a big-ass pot and threw a shitload of onions in there and then reduced it down with oil and cooked it and cooked it and cooked it, like, low and slow for, I think, an hour maybe, and then deglaze it with the
Beef soup. Or the consomme.
And then, you know, some of the spices or whatever other stuff in there. Not a lot, just a little. It's very subtle. And then I had a Italian bread that I used. Like, French bread was a little softer usually. That were already pre-sliced, I think, or I cut slices, whatever, that were the same size as the tops of the bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I put them in the on a pan in the toaster oven and covered them with provolone and Parmesan cheese and then broiled them.
Mm.
And then when I served it, I just popped it out and dropped it right on top of the fresh hot soup.
So was it floating on the soup or on top of
it? It was right on top of the soup. So it wasn't
bigger than the bowl?
No, it was just inside the bowl. That sounds so and so that way I didn't have to worry about broiling it and having atomically hot soup underneath because it was fresh out of the pot still. It was still simmering it.
And that's the dangerous part about French onion. Is like if you get it from an actual restaurant,
it's unstable temperatures.
Yeah, it's like you're surprised it's not gaseous.
It'll kill a man.
Yeah,
from 40 feet away.
Well, that's the soup episode.
Yeah, it's a minute 19, and I'm stoked about this 19 minutes of your life. You get to hear about fucking soup.
Yeah,
I love soup.
You know, I've never been more excited about soup than talking about it right now.
I know. I'm stoked about soup. Soup stoked.
Sit sock stoked about soup.
Sit sock.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Soup.
Tell us what your favorite soup is,
please.
Bye.
If we missed one.
Fuck
we will,
you!
We will kill
soup,
ourselves.
No, I'm not
over the
that.
Shame of forgetting.
I won't never kill myself over soup. Ever.